Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, we know there were a lot of complaints yesterday because of the highways, which were in some pretty bad shape with the weather coming in. And as we are told, there was some miscommunication as to what exactly happened because we had heard reports that there was no treatment, pre-treatment that was being done to the highways, even though the storm was on its way, and MoDOT apparently saying that they were caught off guard, or I'm paraphrasing, of course, that the storm came a little quicker than was expected. So to clarify what exactly happened yesterday, Michelle Fornaris is a MoDOT assistant district engineer and joins us on 104.1 FM KMOX. Michelle, appreciate your time. How are you?
Good morning.
So set us straight. What happened yesterday?
So MoDOT had treated the roads over the weekend in advance of the storms, with residual treatment was still out there on Monday. Crews had been working to apply additional treatment when the storm rolled in early. So at that point on Monday, operations pivoted to snow removal and treatment midday.
Okay, so this is the quote that I have from MoDOT St. Louis District Maintenance Engineer Bob Becker. Quote, "The storm came in several hours sooner than expected. Our expectation was this was coming in at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We didn't get out there. If we would have known it was going to come in at noon, we would have had them out first thing this morning. So as this evolved this morning, we got them out as soon as we could." And end quote. And looking at that, I'm seeing basically a 4 or 5 hour difference. And I guess my question is, if the storm was rolling in that afternoon, is it normal to kind of wait until you're only within an hour or two of the storm hitting? Since 4 hours doesn't seem like, you know, that much in advance.
So with that residual treatment that was still out there on Monday from the weekend storm, that's where we were working Monday, and Monday had planned through the afternoon to apply that additional treatment in advance of what was originally forecasted. Then at approximately, you know, midday, that storm, that winter weather arrived earlier and more intense than what was forecasted. So many planned there Monday and had tried to beat the afternoon storm onset by hitting the road at that same time frame around midday. So the amount of traffic and incidents with the onset of that winter storm compounded the travel times and congestion that many of the area drivers encountered along with us. So that also, as we're trying to treat the roads, that compounded all of those travel times. It made it tougher for us to get around, and that's where the congestion and incidents occurred.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that they were pre-treated. Was it that there wasn't enough pre-treatment on the roads, or? I guess what I'm wondering is, how far in advance do you need to pre-treat in order for it to work? And how long does it last once you've pre-treated? So you've put down whatever solution you have to put down on highways before the storm arrives. How long is that good for?
It's all going to depend on what the treatment, how much traffic. So there's a lot of factors that go into that. But really, you know, there was residual treatment on the area roadways yesterday. And then we were going to apply additional treatment. And that's when Monday, when that storm rolled in early, at that point, operations pivoted to snow removal and treatment.
Did the residual treatment work?
Well, there's a combination that happened yesterday. And, you know, again, with many planning their Monday, we had higher traffic volumes. Folks had tried to beat that afternoon storm onset. So we had a combination of higher traffic volumes at the same time that that storm rolled in. So as that storm rolled in, the winter weather arrived earlier, and it was more intense than forecasted as well. So that amount of traffic and then the incidents with the onset of the winter storm just compounded all of those travel times and congestion that was experienced.
Is the protocol to have the response be in line with the forecast, or is it a thing where, hey, we know we're going to get some snow, and they're telling us up to 2 inches, but we're going to be prepared for 5, just in case it is 5. Is that not what happens?
Well, I mean, yesterday, MoDOT St. Louis had planned to have all available resources deployed well in advance of that weather system. So full staffing was available. It just ended up being an earlier onset of that storm. So we pivoted and went right into treatment and plowing, not just putting that application of treatment.
Belabor the point here, but just I'm making sense of it in my head. So if the storm, you knew the storm were coming in that afternoon, is there a reason why with the entire area needed to be treated that you wouldn't start treating at 5 or 6 a.m. anyway? Like just start, at, you know, at, or even, you know, 9 a.m. after the initial rush hour. Like why would it not have started earlier?
So when that storm rolled in early, that took up the time. So we already had residual on the pavement. We already had residual treatment out there. Then we would have had that afternoon before the 4 o'clock onset to get application down. When that storm rolled in early, we pivoted and went straight to snow removal.
Are there any staffing issues or anything of that sort? Do you have a full fleet? I mean, what are you working with at the moment?
So each storm is, you know, as it's forecasted, where it's hitting across the state, we utilize the full resources of MoDOT, and we move our available resources across the state, depending on where that storm is hitting. Statewide, approximately 16% of our MoDOT drivers have less than 1 year's experience, and 40% have less than 3 years' experience in winter operations. So we're utilizing all of our resources. We are constantly hiring additional staff. So if there's extra folks out there that are looking to join the MoDOT team, we have positions available.
So how do they get in touch with you if they are looking to do that, and how quickly can they start if you need them?
If they're emergency equipment operators and they're looking just to help during winter operations and they already have a CDL, that's a much faster process. They can reach out to 1-888-ASK-MoDOT and we'll get them in touch with the right district and the right people. If they're looking for full-time employment, Mo Careers is the place where those full-time positions are posted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
With the staffing, what like you said, you're hiring now. How does that compare to even 10 years ago, if you know, with MoDOT staffing? Has it been difficult to keep the trucks filled?
We are in better shape today than a few years back. But again, we training and needing people are certainly needs of the department. So again, if folks are looking to join the team, we have positions available.
The number is 888-ASK-MODOT if you are looking to do what Michelle's talking about.
I know MODOT says, it warns people, give the plows room to work. Did you get any feedback on how people were yesterday with the plows? Did they generally have enough room to work, or do you need another reminder for the drivers out there?
We will always take that reminder. So that always urges drivers to remain cautious, give our operators plenty of room. Cleanup efforts are continuing today following this winter storm. Traveler information map that MoDOT has is still showing routes partly covered to mostly clear. So those conditions can vary widely across our region. But crews remain fully activated in St. Louis today, and MoDOT expects continued improvement throughout Tuesday as those treatment operations progress. So again, check that traveler information map and stay informed on your commute.
Traveler.modot.org, traveler.modot.org. That'll take you to the map that lets you know what the highways look like. How quickly is that updated and how is it updated? So like, how new is that information?
So we are constantly updating that throughout a storm. So we're getting reports and observations from our field teams regularly. So we keep that updated. As soon as those transitions happen from mostly clear to partly covered, we're updating that information.
I know you said go ahead.
Sorry, it can vary across our region. So right now it just depends on where you're at, partly covered to mostly clear. And our conditions are varying right now.
I know you said you deploy, the trucks according to what area is getting hit the hardest. For a driver that's working in St. Louis County, for instance, how big is that radius? Will St. Louis County drivers make their way out to St. Charles, or, how big is a radius for a driver?
So MoDOT St. Louis covers about 6,000 lane miles. And then we work as one team here. We're working as one team across the state. So depending on where we need to turn around and what areas, We are flexible around our region and around our state.
Also, the last thing I have for you is when you're getting your weather information, what forecasts are you relying on? Is it local meteorologists on Fox 2, KMOV? Are you looking at National Weather Service? Where do you make the decisions on what you need to prepare for?
So we're using all available resources. We do utilize National Weather Service as one of our partners, along with, the locals. We're watching many forecasts.
Okay. Michelle Fornaris, MoDOT Assistant District Engineer. We appreciate your time and the information today. Thank you for being with us.
All right. Thank you.
And that is Michelle Fornaris with us on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.